We just heard from State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Rachel McDevitt on what we might expect this year from the state legislature when it comes to the environment. She's also been reporting on solar energy in the state, like how neighbors to a potential solar farm in Adams County are raising numerous concerns over the project, many with how it will affect the township's character, property values, and tourism industry. They also claim that the clean energy project could hurt the environment. Rachel looks at some of the major claims from the project's opponents.
Solar sounds scary to the people in Mountjoy Township who don't want to see the proposed Brookview Solar Project built. Todd McCausland has spent the last year trying to research the impacts, and what he's found is stressing him out.
They won't tell us if they're going to use thin film, which has cadmium, and there are studies that say rainwater alone can leach cadmium off the panels over time.
He's worried hundreds of acres of solar panels will destroy local ecosystems, raise the temperature in the neighborhood, and that heavy metals in the solar panels will contaminate the soil and water. These concerns aren't unique to McCausland or Mountjoy Township. Dan Brockett with Penn State Extension has been getting calls from people all across the state who are alarmed at the idea of living next to fields full of solar panels.
Some people have even expressed health concerns for themselves, for their pets, for their livestock, those type of things.
And it's happening outside Pennsylvania, too. The first page of a Google search will bring up several stories that seem to confirm fears of solar panels being toxic. But Jordan Macnick, a scientist at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado, says these claims have largely been disproven.
You know, I think there's been a challenge in, you know, the outcomes of these studies are not as well known as the initial fears or the initial concerns that people had.
Though solar panels do contain some toxic materials similar to the ones found in smartphones and computers, they are sealed, and Macnick says it's nearly impossible to get them out.
There's been studies where people, you know, have burned these, you know, one of the most effective ways to release those chemicals, to try to release those chemicals, and they're just, the chemical bonds are not going to be broken by the temperatures you can reach in fires.
Macnick and his colleagues study environmental impacts of solar facilities at 25 sites across the country, and they found that certain practices can actually benefit soil and water quality around the panels. Though solar arrays can create a heat island, Macnick says the effect is contained to the panel's immediate surroundings, within 100 feet. With the right plant life, a cooler microclimate can result under the panels.
Which essentially is, you know, producing lusher vegetation underneath the panels, which could mean, you know, better pollinator habitat, better habitat for insect species that are beneficial for agriculture.
Some solar projects are positioning themselves as a natural partner to traditional farming by promoting beekeeping, pollinator gardens, and sheep grazing among the panels. Rebecca Hernandez, who studies how solar energy interacts with the environment at the University of California, Davis, says there is a wide spectrum of solar projects that, on one end, create a lot of positive co-benefits.
And there's also ways that you can develop solar energy in ways that are perhaps only producing benefits like low-carbon energy, but perhaps they come with these negative trade-offs.
That's what McCausland and others in Mountjoy Township are expecting, though the project's design isn't final. Hernandez says early solar fields in California bulldozed shrubland and desert ecosystems and laid down gravel lots to install solar panels.
And basically you have what ends up being a barren landscape where there used to be a thriving, really biodiverse desert community.
She says if we destroy these types of ecosystems, it's very unlikely we'll get them back. In Pennsylvania, solar developers seem to be mainly attracted to farmland, though at least a few have proposed clearing some forested areas in northern parts of the state. Hernandez says we don't have to make a trade-off between the environment and the climate if solar projects are built in already developed areas.
There are so many places that have already been impacted adversely. Think about how many parking lots there are in the U.S.
Dan Brockett, the Penn State Extension educator, notes every kind of energy generation comes with an impact.
I heard someone say a long time ago, we would all like to have cheap, plentiful energy, just please don't produce it anywhere where I need to see it, hear it, smell it, anything else, right?
The trick, he says, is finding the right spot where everyone will be happy. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.